Yes, Lord. Did you know personal branding does way more damage than business in today's society? Did you know that 100% of the world is 100% okay with listening to people's voices? Imagine being able to impact the world with ability to communicate your solution. Imagine being able to discover your value that you bring to the hour, opposing someone who says you're worth $5.45. At Compound 99, you will discover producing from imagination, turning it into sweat equity, and learning how to use it serving that 99% demographic that is waiting for you to become the best version of yourself. We are looking for 30 creators, podcasters, entrepreneurs, and influencers who are looking to be a part of a community where their accountability, communication, and camaraderie every day for an entire year. Schedule your call and see if you qualify to be a part of the Compound, where you will learn how to farm, delivering your compelling offer to your client, avatar, using the least amount of time and the least amount of effort while raising your market rate. Yes, Lord.
Lord, this is Cowboy 347 and it's 2024. May I ask you a couple of questions? Do you feel like you're called to ministry? As an individual, do you know you have a voice, but you also know that you're not being heard? Are you an undiscovered genius, all because you don't have time to spend on anything else but posting, opposed to actual production? Well, to be a cowboy is to be a helper, and I'm Cowboy 347. Please let me help you. Through my syndication platform, NC347, we will unpack all the strenuous tasks of ID3 tagging, audio production, audio editing, which requires 24-hour turnaround, removal of ums and ahs, but most importantly, posting your content on all the well-known national syndication platforms. Can I make a suggestion? Create, don't wait. Through our partnership, we will discover your sweat equity and make you a beacon of light. It's better to find something to do before something to do finds you. Yes, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, respectfully, I am grateful for you guys to show up on this stage today as we make history. Episode 1 of a generational brand, the Ranch 1922 Company. Before we delve into the uniqueness of this cloth talk, I would just like to ask if you guys to subscribe, like, download, to bring notoriety, which will allow Cowboy 347 to bring you guys the best product and the best experience on this podcast. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd, and to be a cowboy is to be a helper. The purpose of this podcast is to create alignment to our ideal demographic. To create alignment to our client avatar in particular in the community so that we can connect and then explode an experience that will create healing and opportunity, unity, brainstorming, meetings where ideas and ideology can help construct future renovations to the community. But not only that, to be informative. As a cowboy who owns his own coffee crop, his own harvest, I look to give you guys quality, but at the same time deliver an experience that will educate you about the power of branding. But let's just delve into the information of the universe of coffee. I don't know why in the world, somehow, some way, coffee in some areas of society is seen as unhealthy. When coffee is a seed. Now, there's four different types of coffee, which is the Robusta, the Arabica, the Liberica, and the Excelsa. The Robusta, that be low in price. It's an it's espresso, it could be bitter. It can be made instant, it's strong, and it's smooth. The Arabica, you have to be careful pruning it. And you have to be one for bold, smoky flavor. Now, this is a unique description of Arabica because the Robusta and the Arabica are the two that are most popular. And I just want to identify the uniqueness between them both. But the Liberica, this one is off of the elements, or I'm sorry, geographically, this is from Indonesia and the Philippines, right? The Cane Pain Barroco. The Excelsa, that's more of a fruity side of the coffee. And you can find that in the Southeast Asia terrain. It's low on caffeine and it can be tart. Now, the coffee bean, it's a seed. And anything that is a seed, it's good for you. Now, a lot of people don't know that coffee is a fruit. A lot of people don't know that the coffee is made from the derivative of the seeds of the fruit. A lot of people don't know that it originated from the elements of Ethiopia and it was illegal to take coffee out of the border, so it had to be boiled. And then there was this Dutchman who smuggled it and it was boiled, and that's how coffee really got out there. But Africa is where it was discovered. Now, it's a tropical. This fruit likes to be grown in a tropical terrain. I will talk about the bean belt. I'll talk about the bean belt in another episode. But I would like to just talk about, ladies and gentlemen, that coffee is healthy. Coffee is safe to eat. They are packed with antioxidants. It boosts energy. It lowers risk for disease. And it being a source of antioxidants, particularly chlorogenic acids. Now, with that, with moderate intake, actually 2 to 5 cups a day, this can lower likelihood of types of diabetes, heart disease, liver disease, different types of endometrial cancers, Parkinson's disease, and depression. But freshly ground coffee is the most healthy. Now, typically, the lighter roasts generally have less caffeine and more antioxidants. And as I explained earlier, the Arabica and the Robusta, they deliver the, being the two most popular, they deliver full health benefit. Now, black coffee is better because the gut bacteria is healthier for your metabolism, describing it as the microbiome. Now, I'm sharing this because this is a family brand. I'm sharing this because I'm articulating you guys the power of entrepreneurship and branding, investing, innovating, business with a unique twist, being able to farm your future. And as we unravel these episodes, they should mirror the slogan, Farming for Your Future, the Ranch 1922 Company. Now, the harvest is something that I would like to, you know, they say if you want to learn something, teach it twice. And when it comes to me wanting to become a perfectionist in this terrain, I am looking to learn right along with you guys. And we're going to go over the harvest. Now, the harvest is the introduction. When harvesting coffee, you can do machine harvesting, you can do strip picking, you can do hand picking, you can do the fallen fruit method, and you can do the typical labor sentiment. Now, I'm going to have the description of these harvests in the content below, but I want you guys to go and read it opposed to me sharing it. But while I describe the importance of harvesting, now, it's important to harvest because by harvesting, you know, different tree of coffee deserve specific treatments, especially when it comes to pruning, when it comes to sanding the soil, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to whether you're doing it in the land, whether you have it in a pot or the 2-centimeter pot, 5-centimeter, a gallon. You know, harvesting has different layers of care and intentional detail that has to be implemented for a tree to grow properly. And when you are harvesting the actual fruit, you want to be able to reproduce that fruit through the system that you utilize through the particular details that you use to grow your coffee tree. So the reason why I share this is because this is the introduction for those who are trying to get educated in the terrain of coffee. So that's harvesting, but let's talk about the variety, right? Let's talk about the variety of coffee. Now there are some confusion over the terms of variety. And varietal. Okay? Varieties are genetically...
Yes, Lord. Do you feel like you're not being heard? Do you feel like an undiscovered genius? Do you feel like you have a calling that's meant to minister to thousands worldwide? Well, actually, to all entrepreneurs of the 99%. Do you have an Uber product, but can't get out of your own way to pick people up from point A to point B? Are you tired of using a shotgun, only hitting a fraction of your target audience? May I make a suggestion? Come to Compound 99. Join Cowboy 347 on his compound, where we help the 99% discover their sweat equity, and from it, produce imagination being the top of the success of the ladder. Take this sniper rifle, where you will use your value to deliver compelling offers with the least amount of time and least amount of effort while still raising your market value. We are looking for 30 entrepreneurs who are out there in the 99% looking to turn their sweat equity into clarity. Click the link to schedule a call to see if you qualify. Cowboy 347 as a helper. Cowboy 347 as a shepherd. Find something to do before something to do finds you.
Of a single species. In this case, varieties and varietals, there are often some confusion over the terms variety and varietal. Varieties are genetically distinct variations of a single species. In this case, coffee arabica that may show different characteristics in the tree coat, the tree structure, leaves, or fruit. Cultivar is another acceptable term to use here, as this is just truncation of cultivated variety. Now, varietal should be used when referring to a specific instance of a variety. When referring to the production of one farm, for example, it would be correct to say that it was 100% bourbon varietal. Okay? Bourbon. Varieties. Okay? So, in terms of variety, you have the Typica, you have the Bourbon, you have the Mundo Novo, you have the Katura, you have the Katai, you have the Moro Gugapi. Now, in the description below, I will be giving you the definitions of each coffee. Now, you also have the Geisha, you have the Pacas, you have the Villa Saca, you have the Pacamara, you have the Kent. Now, you also have the wild Arabica varieties as well. Now, I want to talk about the S7. 95, the SL28, and the SL34. Now, the SL34 was the variety that was selected from the French Missing Bourbon. The SL28 is a prize variety, and it was created in Kenya by Scott Laboratories in the 1930s, the Scottish. The S795, also developed in India. This is a cross branding between Kent and S288. An older selection, resistance to coffee, leaf rust. So, ladies and gentlemen, I will be talking about different dimensions of coffee through this podcast. And I want to deliver the right education about it, because Coffee is in fact a vibe. It's a fact. It's an effect, a unique experience. It's an industry. It's history. It's geography. It is agriculture. And as a cowboy who loves farming and understands the importance of it, especially in the world today, I want to educate the community so that we can deliver the right product and deliver the right experience to the families, to the education system, to the businesses, to every personality in the community. So we're going to be setting up a survey. So now this survey, you guys will sign up and I will be doing live streams where we can have discussions. Also, from the discussions, you guys can sign up for the waiting list of our wholesaled coffee. So, with that, click the link below, schedule your time to be on the waiting list for our, our wholesale product so that you can pre-order. And then also, I want you guys to subscribe and join the live stream so that we can survey what you guys want. What are the needs? What are the solutions that you're looking to solve in your community when it comes to us opening up this coffee shop? When it comes to this coffee shop being open? When it comes to the Ranch 1922 company being open right now? The work before the work. So with that, it'll be an honor to have you guys subscribe, like, download, and let's bring awareness to this phenomenal brand that's coming to your community in the DMV area. And also putting me in a position to deliver to you guys the best quality of work as somebody who is passionate about creating a pillar in the community for everyone, every walk of life, to have a space to be nurtured so that they can farm their future. To be a cowboy is to be a shepherd, and to be a cowboy is to be a helper.